felt like God said to me, you know, hey, Craig, do you believe in me? And I was like, yeah, of course. And then it was like God stopped me in my tracks. He says, really? That was the season when I really stopped being a fake Christian and actually started following Jesus.
I thought you were about to improv preach me. Random.
Oh, no, no worries.
Here it is. Here it is. You might be going through life. You might be doing your schedule. You might be in a podcast. You might be at work. You might be whatever. But when the alarm of God goes off, you've got to answer that thing. And listen, Jesus is calling your name right now. And you might be able to ignore it and hit snooze on that thing, but eventually it's going to call your name. So I would encourage you, turn to God right now before that heavenly trumpet sounds and you're called home.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now. You're probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace. Stop in your tracks. Stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind. Know who you were called to be. Stop. By grace, listen and learn.
Welcome to another episode of Stop by Grace Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Rich A. Irvin, and I'm so happy to have you back with a special guest, the one and only Pastor Craig Brown. He's a Instagram, social media, teacher, preacher, father, husband. The man do the whole thing, and he's a great teacher. I've seen his couple of his videos on Instagram and TikTok, sharing the word, sharing prayer with people, how to read the word, how to pray. All these kind of videos I saw with him, I was like, I need to have him on the podcast, and I want to hear his personal testimony and what he's got going, and to share some wisdom with us for all our young people out there. So, Craig, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Tell a little bit more about yourself. Where are you from? What kind of church? Where your church is, and what you do currently right now?
Well, hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. We are living in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and I have a wife and two kids here, and we're part of a church, local church here called Heart of the City, and then I run a ministry called Logikos Ministries, and so yeah, we've been doing ministry for really since college, so it's been a good time, and I'm happy to talk more about any aspect of what it is that we're doing, if you like.
Yeah, for sure. I want to know, like, as far as the ministry-wise, like, two people that you're reaching out to in that city and everything like that. And are you working on anything currently right now as far as, like, ministry-wise, books, anything like that?
Yeah, so in terms of the church, you know, we're obviously reaching our local community here. And I'm an elder at the church, a pastor at the church. I'm on the preaching team, so... we've got an amazing, thriving church here in the community, which we're totally rooted in, because it's our opinion that no matter what you're doing kind of on a bigger, broader stage, it's absolutely essential that we are in local fellowship with people in person. And so that's what we're doing here locally. And then, Logikos, our ministry, so it focuses on three things, primarily in-person teaching and preaching. So I'm an itinerant preacher and travel around and preach at churches, camps, conferences, as people give invitations for that. And then written content and curriculum. So we're working on our first book right now, and the first one's going to be a daily devotional called Bible Time. That's just kind of goes off of the sort of the theme of the videos that we have. And then the third thing, of course, is what we call digital missions, which encompasses everything from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, podcasts. And so the digital side of things, we're, by God's grace, reaching people all over the planet. So probably every different age group, mainly Gen Z, millennials. But yeah, every different age group now. So
yeah, that's amazing, man. That's really needed, definitely 100% in this generation. I definitely believe that now the generation nowadays, currently, they want to consume things differently as far as, like, you know, old technology, people read books and have things. But I believe, like, the way you're doing, the way you present the gospel, the way you present the Bible itself generally, I think it's appealing to the young audience. And I believe 100% that whatever you got planned, I know it's going to definitely work for the young generation. So I definitely love that. So
thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go ahead. People hear what you say and everything, and they love what you're hearing, love what they're hearing from you. What is your personal testimony? What is your, I like to call it,
your Stop by Grace moment. Where did God meet you at? How did it happen and everything like that?
All right. Which version do you want? How long do you want? A couple minutes?
We got about 25 minutes. So you could go ahead and get a long story short.
You be careful. You give a preacher a microphone and let him go. I'll try and give you the basic version.
Okay.
I grew up going to church, and everybody in my family was a Christian, and so in our family, we just kind of were forced to go to church. That's what we did. And so I pretty much my whole life, grew up going to church on Sundays and then Wednesday nights and all those things. So the point is, my whole life, if you would have asked me, I would have said, yeah, I'm a Christian. And I think back in the 90s, probably most people in America would have generally said that. It was kind of the, oh yeah, we're a Christian nation. And that's just how it was. But like myself, probably a lot of people didn't really follow Jesus, even though you say, oh, I'm a Christian. So that was kind of how I lived my life. And I would have said I was a Christian, but I was really concerned with friends, sports, popularity, girls, all those things. And then I was really stopped by grace in between my junior and senior year of high school. Some tough things were going on. I was breaking up with a girlfriend. And the Lord really got a hold of me and had this moment where it was like, I felt like God said to me, hey, Craig, do you believe in me? And I was like, yeah, of course. And then it was like God stopped me in my tracks. He says, really? Because you don't act like it. And it was like this supernatural slap in the face where I was like, man, yeah, you're right. Like, I haven't felt like there were some non-Christian friends that acted more like Christians than I did. And I feel like it was an Apostle Paul moment where scales fell from my eyes. I could finally see God for who he was, the world for what it was, my life for what it was. And it was sort of this crossroads invitation to say, hey, either just stop saying that you're a Christian and live your life, or if you actually believe that God is really real, you should really live for him. And so it just really did. Like you said, it stopped me by grace. It stopped me by love. It stopped me to wake up to real relationship and commitment. So that was the season when I really stopped being a fake Christian and actually started following Jesus. I decided to get baptized August 2nd, 2002. And that was really the moment where real repentance happened, where I turned 180 degrees and went the other direction. So I started following Jesus, and everything changed my senior year. I began to be discipled by this Young Life leader. And even though I grew up in church, it was this Young Life leader, and he invited me into a small group. And by the end of my senior year, I was actually following Jesus. I was growing in the Lord, and I was like, man, I just want to be like this guy. And so I decided to go to a local Christian university that he was going to, because he had made such an impact in my life, instead of the state school or university that I was going to go to. So I went to this Christian school because I was like, I just want to be like Joe. And then I started doing Young Life. And then so that summer before my senior year was like my first great awakening, where I really met God. And then after my freshman year in college, somebody convinced me to go on this missions trip to Greece. And we did a month-long street evangelism, and I had never done anything like that before. And I just was thrown into it, and I became the small group leader for these college kids, and it was crazy. But it was on that trip that I had my second great awakening, where I just knew that God had called me, where I came alive to the idea that if this whole thing is real, how could there be anything more important than helping people know God? And I have to give my life to that. So I came back, started studying theology, and I've been in full-time ministry ever since.
And that's so amazing to really hear that. And then for people that are listening, what is something they could look for when they're trying to hear the voice of God and when they're trying to like really know God for who he is? What kind of advice or wisdom can you give that person? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would say number one, he's given us his word and he's already spoken. And so there is enough right there in the scriptures, and it's it's daily bread for us. It's like eating for us. You know, the Bible says man does not live on bread alone, but every word that departs from the mouth of God. And so what we have in the scriptures is his heart written for us. So obviously, if you're going to try and hear from him, you got to start in the place where he's already spoken, which is his word. Number two, I would say fully embrace the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit is his presence inside of us. You are not a follower of Jesus if you don't have the Holy Spirit. In other words, if you do follow Jesus in real faith, you have the Holy Spirit. He is the seal of your salvation, it tells us in Romans. So you have the Spirit of God in you, and Jesus says, my sheep will know my voice. So we can learn his voice through prayer, through listening. You know, a lot of people just, if they pray at all, it's when they're in an emergency situation or they want something from God. And we treat God like the supernatural Santa Claus, just asking him for things from heaven when we need them. And what we ought to do is treat him like our love relationship and somebody that we just want to spend time with, talk to, listen to. When was the last time that in prayer you just stopped and listened for a long period of time? Because if you're sitting at coffee with your best friend, you're not just going to talk the whole time. You're going to listen. There's going to be a conversation. And so Bible, prayer, Holy Spirit, I would say definitely be involved in a local faith community, for there is wisdom and counsel in the multitude of counsel in other spirit-filled believers that can speak into your life. I don't know why God chose to do it this way, but so often he chooses not to speak to us directly, but through one of his other servants. And that's just the way that he likes to do it for whatever reason. I think that he designed it that way because he wants us to need and rely on each other. And so I just can't tell you how many times in my life it has been somebody else's voice, a mentor, a friend, a pastor, a leader, somebody that has the Spirit of God in them that can speak to me in an unbiased, objective way when I need to hear truth, maybe a rebuke, or when I need an encouragement and I'm listening to lies, whatever it might be. God himself speaks to me through other people. And so, man, there's probably more to that, but I would say that would be my top four, probably. The scriptures, the Holy Spirit inside of you, prayer and getting to know the voice of God, and other people.
Amen. Amen. That's a great advice. I love it 100%. So let's get into Instagram and TikTok. I've been watching your videos, and one of the things I really love about one of the videos I love is you and your daughter. When y'all do these videos of like make a sermon right on spot, like,
yeah,
I love the videos, and your daughter be killing it 100%.
Dude, isn't she good? We were surprised by that. So we do two types basically of the improv stuff. One's called improv preach. And the idea is somebody can walk up to you with a verse. And I have people in my life that, like, they have full access to me. They have my location on their cell phone. They can find me anytime, anywhere. And they walk up with a verse and they say, hey, Craig, improv preach. And they read the verse and they say, go. And then I have to be ready. The Bible says, be ready in season and out of season to preach. So that's improv preaching, is a verse. And then the other one is called random sermon analogy. And it's basically the same thing. You walk up to somebody and you say, hey, random sermon analogy, you know, these keys or whatever. And, and so we've done a few with my daughter.
I've seen them.
And for the record, when we say it's improv, it is genuine. We don't practice that. We don't tell the person, hey, in 5 minutes, I'm going to do these keys. Or that.
My alarm. I hate these alarms.
And I thought you were about to improv preach me random sermon analogy.
Oh no, no worries. I got you.
Here it is. You might be going through life. You might be doing your schedule. You might be in a podcast. You might be at work. You might be whatever. But when the alarm of God goes off, you've got to answer that thing. And listen, Jesus is calling your name right now. And you might be able to ignore it and hit snooze on that thing, but eventually it's going to call your name. And so I would encourage you, turn to God right now before that heavenly trumpet sounds and you're called home.
Amen.
Anyway, man, I thought you were trying to pull something on me there, but.
Hey, I got something for you. Don't worry. I got something for you 100%. I'm going to test you out. I got these headphones right here.
Go ahead.
Improv preach. Headphones. Go.
Headphones. Okay. So. If you put those headphones on, you're going to hear the thing that's being you know, run into those headphones from whatever source. And what I've found in this society is that the sources of the things that we're listening to are really the key that's determining whether or not we're walking down the path of destruction or not. And this is what happened from the very beginning of humanity. You know, God spoke, he spoke truth, he spoke goodness for the people. And then what did the devil do? His tactic was not muscles, machinery, tools of war, weapons. His tactic was words, twisting the voice of God. Did God really say to you, you can't eat of any tree in the garden? And so what voice they were listening to is what led them down the path of sin and destruction. And that's the same thing that's going on today. So I encourage you, friend, put on the headphones of God's word and God's truth and noise cancel the world and everything else, because the voice of the world and the voice of the enemy is absolutely leading people to destruction, identity, lies, all of that stuff. So put on those headphones of God's truth and noise cancel everything else.
Oh, wow.
How's that?
I'm going to clip that right there for sure. 100%. It was so good. All right. So, Craig, we almost there at the end, but I always let my guests get the last word. So for you, Craig, what would you tell your 13-year-old self about life, about God? Any advice that you want to share with them? What would you tell your 13-year-old self?
Man, that's good. Let me tie it in a little bit to my story with what's going on with me online, because I think that what I would tell myself is linked in with this, and the same thing that I would tell people in many ways who look at maybe the size of my platform now and think, it's funny sometimes if people think like I'm famous or a celebrity or something, and it's like I'm just the normal guy that I always was. And I think, but we live in this culture right now where everybody wants to be famous or something like that. And what happened with me online and why I'm here, why you're even hearing my voice right now, because I have these platforms on TikTok and Instagram, et cetera, is because of obedience. Because at the end of 2019, I heard the Lord say that, you know, I just said, hey, Lord, what's one thing that you asked me, you know, that you created me to do to add value to the world? And I felt like he said, I just want you to show people how to read the Bible and make a video and do it every single day in 2020. And so that's how this whole thing got started, is I started posting one YouTube video a day on January 1st, 2020. And it was simply just showing people how to read the Bible. I knew I could figure out a way to record me, screen record my iPad with the Bible. I wanted people to see the Bible. I wanted people to see me and the scripture at the same time. And I knew I could figure out a way to film both and highlight the scriptures and then create a little video out of that. And so I started doing that. And the second thing that was unique is the first time in my life where I felt like God said, I don't care if you think it's fruitful. I don't care if more than one person watches your video. I want you to do it every single day. And so I made a commitment out of obedience to do that. And I did one video a day, every day in 2020. And it never like really necessarily took off, maybe 10 views, 20 views. It wasn't like these massive numbers. And then around June that year, I heard about this app called TikTok. And I thought, I wonder if I could get some of those TikTok people to come over to YouTube. And so I changed the format of the video to vertical a little bit, and I posted. And the second video I ever posted went viral. And all I did was read Philippians 4, 6, and 7 about not being anxious and prayer. Turns out in the middle of the pandemic, people were filled with anxiety and fear. And so the account just started taking off and growing and growing and growing. And we just never would have imagined it. And so after about 13 months, we hit 1 million. And, you know, from there, It's just been humbling and amazing to see what God has done, reaching people all over the world. But my point is this: it started with simple obedience. And the reality is that for anybody that's listening to this right now, your call might not be to be a social media influencer. Your call might not be to have a podcast like the Stopped by Grace podcast. Your call might not be to be a full-time vocational pastor on staff at a church. But I do know this, that God has saved you for a reason. There's a divine design inside of you that Ephesians 2 tells us that God created you as his masterpiece, his workmanship in Christ Jesus, and he's prepared good works in advance for you to walk in them. And so really the question is, as you hear from the Lord and discern what it is that he's asked you to do. Will you be obedient to it? Whether you get noticed or notoriety, whether it has a big platform or not, whether you see fruit or not, because the fruit is good. And of course, God wants fruit. But more than that, God wants your love and your relationship and real faith in your heart without manipulation. And God wants obedience. And so I just encourage everybody out there to walk in obedience. And above all, that everything that you do would flow from a place of real relationship and intimacy with God. Because this whole thing is not about being religious. It's not about me working for God to earn some place and be good enough for him. It's not about any of us following the rules in order to get for him or fighting to a place of victory. We fight from victory, not for victory. We've received his grace by faith, relationship, and everything that God's called us to do, whether it be obedience, Bible study, serving in the church, ministry, preaching, whatever it is, all of those things is supposed to be an overflow of the relationship that he's flowing into us. So that would be my encouragement for anybody that's listening.
Amen. Amen. That's perfect right there. We can end it right there. That's a nail in the coffin, 100%. I think people were there very, very touched from those words from you, Craig. Before we leave, share your social media platforms. Where can people find you? Where people connect to you? And what do you have coming up? And what could be some things that you want to share people to go to and website and books or whatever?
Yeah. Thank you. So you can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Craig Brown. That's just my name, Craig Brown, with the letter A in front of it. And we chose that username because Craig Brown was taken and the Craig Brown was available, but I just couldn't do it because I thought to myself, that's a little prideful. I am not the Craig Brown, but I am a Craig Brown. So that's how we got that name. So at a Craig Brown for TikTok and Instagram. YouTube, you can find me at youtube.com/Craig Brown Bible Time. And then really the links to all of those things you can find at direct.me/Craig Brown. I also have a podcast called The Thematic Podcast. So you can search for that. And yeah, probably next year, hopefully, Lord willing, we'll have a book. And then here shortly, our website will be up and going. That'd be logikosministries.com. So I know that's a lot of links. But look forward to connecting with all you guys someplace or the other.
Amen. I definitely will link in everything below in the description for sure, 100%. But thank you so much, Craig, for joining us. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom towards us. The only reason you was here, the only reason you listened to this, is because you was stopped by grace.
Yeah. That's good.
New episodes are available every Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment review, and your review can be read on next week's episode. Video version also available on YouTube. Subscribe for more video content. Share this episode so somebody can be encouraged, and follow us on all social media platforms at Stopped by Grace. God bless you.